honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I just went out in the woods with my wonderful new dogs. And Andrea, it was incredible being out in the fresh air and all the trees and the pond. But not everybody has that luxury. And then I come home and I wonder, well, how clean is the air inside my home? So Carol Ault, who we love and is here twice a month now on Naturally Savvy, is going to talk about clean air and the best way to keep your indoor air fresh and clean. Hello, Carol.
How are you? So you were running out with the dogs outside.
Oh, it's wonderful. But I just want to make sure when we come home that our air is fresh and clean, too.
Well, here's the thing. So it's very apropos that you would talk about dogs. So I'm going to really gross you out, okay?
Because
I just read an air study that says that now when people pick up their dog poop, but still in the air, 41% of the particulates in the air are dog poop. Can you imagine that?
It used to be
71%.
Oh,
used to be 71%, but then we started, cleaning up after our dogs. But it just goes to show that less than half the people actually pick up after their dogs.
Wow. I always pick up, but that's really gross.
Isn't that crazy?
Me do too, and my kids do too.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but yeah, some people don't pick up after their dogs. So this stuff gets, dried out. It gets powdered. It gets picked up into the air and we breathe it in. So, I live in a city. So, man, I went online and started looking up, air purifiers, which I've always had in my house. But like after that, I was like, I think I need to upgrade my air purifier. And I went nuts on this new company that I found. I actually ended up working with them because they're right up my alley. Because here's the thing, okay? You don't want to stress your body out. You don't want to give it terrible water. You want to give it clean water. You don't want to give it cooked and fried foods. You want to give it as raw and least processed foods as possible. You don't want to give it the bad air because all these things distress your body and stress your body and make you less and less healthy. So I've gone across the board and I've looked at the things that touch me personally, that I have control of. And that, of course, is my food, my water, my air, and my skin care. Well, one of the things I was doing was ozone. But the thing with ozone machines, is that too much ozone, even though it cleans the air, it can actually irritate your lungs. So I found that Aeris Air, that's who I'm working with today, I'm actually shooting commercials, so it's so funny you guys called me. They have a product that actually not only cleans the air, it sends the air out into the room that cleans other air in the room and cleans bacteria off the counter. I'm like,
that's amazing. How do you spell that? The company? How do you spell the company name?
Oh, AerusAir.com.
Aeris, very cool. Okay, so how does it work then? What does their system do and how does it work? So that for those who are listening, I mean, I'm a huge fan of air filters, so I'd love to hear more about it.
Sure. Well, this is actually a purifier and it's so tiny. It's so little. It's like a little square and it's so quiet because now I have to turn my air machines off when I go to bed because they have lights in there. They make a lot of noise. So this one that I found, actually it's a little square. It sits on your desk and the air goes in, it goes through a filter, and then the air is purified and supercharged. And then it's sent out into the room, and that air has a domino effect with other dirty air in the room. But it also has a domino effect on surfaces. It neutralizes free radicals, basically, and kills germs. I'm like, this thing is better than having a maid.
it's funny, Carol. I used to have an ozone, purifier in our house. And every time people used to walk in, they used to say, oh, what's that smell? Because it obviously ozone, it has an odor. So I love the fact that this is an ozone and this is actually a different type of technology. So where can people find it if they want? I guess you can go to their website. Is it AerisAir.com? Is that what you mentioned earlier?
AerisAir.com. The air purifier actually comes out in October, but I just can't help but talk about it. Because you were just talking about the ozone and the fact that when people come into your environment, they could smell the ozone, but you couldn't because you'd gotten used to it. And that's the danger of ozone. That, to me, is the danger because if you're no longer smelling it, it's then irritating your lungs. If other people come in and say, oh, my gosh, I can smell that, then you don't know that it's there anymore. With this, it's just supercharged air, basically. I mean, that's the layman's way of saying it. I don't know their scientific terms. But all I know is it supercharges the air that goes out into the room, and makes other air clean. Because, you know, constantly pollution is coming into the windows and the cracks and the crevices. And this just constantly cleans it. But this company used to be called Electrolux. Does anybody remember Electrolux?
Yeah, the vacuum cleaners, right?
Familiar.
Yes. So now they've expanded out into like a whole bunch of healthy products. So it's incredible.
Really?
These products are incredible. I mean, if I sound like I'm drooling over them, it's because I'm drooling over them.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say something.
I know it sounds crazy. I'm sorry.
No, but you know what? No, you know what? I'm going to say something. You know, and I know we're laughing when you said that, Carol, but the truth is, you know, you're like me. You vet products. You know, when you go to Naturally Savvy and you go on the site, I mean, I literally spend my days and hours just looking for products that I love and I'm passionate about. And there's no difference with you. So I know if you're oohing and aahing over this product, then I trust you that it's going to be an awesome product. So it's no different than what we do all the time. We're both very passionate about healthy living. So I am totally going to check it out. It sounds amazing.
Well, here's the thing. And I blogged today about how I choose how I put my name on something. Because I haven't put my name on anything in, I don't know, since 2004, I think. Unless I made it myself. I've not put my name on any skincare, any shampoo, any anything. Because nothing lived up to the bar. Nothing lived up to my expectations. Nothing lived up to what I believe is healthy and that I could honestly promote to people. And I wrote a blog about how, you know, somebody asked me to do this and I had to turn down $500,000 and my agent fired me and how I wanted to do that. And yeah, and my manager stuck with me even though I was turning down another $500,000 over there or an undisclosed amount from this infomercial that I couldn't do because I morally couldn't do it. So I wrote about it. This is the first company. I mean, I'm on my knees. Grateful. Thank you, universe, God, whoever you believe in. I'm out there thanking. I never find anything that I like. I never find anything that I want to endorse. So this is for me. And there's like a heater. Daughter of a fireman, man. My father used to like talk about these heaters, you know, burning up. And this guy's got an infrared heater. You guys know how nuts I am about infrared and how healthy infrared heat is.
Yeah, for sure. You know what? Why don't you, you know, take a second, Carol, and just explain why you love infrared so much. So for those who are listening and aren't really familiar with it.
Well, the first thing that's great about this infrared heater is if it tips over, it shuts off. You can touch it with
really
your hand.
Important.
Yeah, kids can actually walk up to it and touch it. Animals can rub up against it. I mean, you wouldn't want them to, but they won't get hurt. You know? So that, first of all, is great because it won't burn you. So, like, and being the daughter of a fireman, to me, that's incredible. There's so many fires started by heaters in the wintertime. On top of that, it looks beautiful. But then to boot, it's an infrared heater. And what that is, it's basically like sunlight. So the electricity that goes in heats up a quartz rod inside, made of quartz. How much more natural can you get than that? And this quartz gives off a moist, hot air. How many times in the wintertime do you go, like, my skin is so dry, I just want to rip it off my face? This is moist, hot air.
Oh, it sounds so nice. You know, I still haven't even tried the infrared sauna. Have you tried that, Andrea? Because I really want to do that.
I have tried it, and I would love one in my house is what I would love.
Carol,
I bet you must be into those.
I've
got two in my office.
Oh, my God. I'm coming over.
Come over.
Seriously.
If you like it, I'll sell one to you at a discounted price.
Ooh, okay. Let's talk.
I'll practically
give it to you.
Just get it out of my... No, yeah. I did a story on the cycle sauna. So I cycle in
amazing.
The infrared sauna. And I have one that you can just relax in as well.
Well, you know what? That sounds amazing. I think we should talk about it because I do think, unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but I think, you know, I know you're a fan. You've said a few times, Carol, that you're a fan, and I think something like an infrared sauna would be a great show to talk about. And maybe, Lisa, you can even go explore one. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, definitely.
All right. Well, Carol, thanks so much for being on our show today. We love you, as always. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. And you can also go to Carol's website at carolalt.com. Stay well.